This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Just recently, I had an email from a mama asking me to talk about social media, how I manage the noise and the pressure of it, and how we can be more mindful around our use of social media. And recently, every time I have opened Instagram or Facebook, I'm also seeing posts from others talking about just this thing, about the noise we're feeling, the pressure we're feeling to be on social media all of the time. Isn't that crazy? That something that we have a choice about, we absolutely have 100% choice about how we do this in our life, we feel certain pressure to perform, to be in there, to respond. Just thinking about that for a moment, it does seem mad, doesn't it? That we have allowed something to dictate to us what our lives should look like. So at the request of this beautiful mama, and because I'm seeing so many conversations around it, I thought I'd talk about this for a moment. First of all, I want to say there's absolutely no judgment here. I have to be on social media because of my business, and I enjoy many aspects of it. There are mamas that have found me, found my meditations and my courses, and all that I am able to share through social media. Without it, I wouldn't be here. I know that. And this is the beautiful thing about this tool we have at our fingertips. It is able to give us a great sense of community and connection if we allow it. It does give us the chance to connect with beautiful souls that are on the similar path to us. Mamas that are at the same point of their journey. Women who believe in the same things you do. There's an amazing opportunity there. But what I know is that we let it become such a crutch in our life. This is what I've noticed in my own behavior. I am totally disciplined and able to enjoy social media for what it is when I'm in a good place in my life. When I'm feeling positive, like things are working out for me, that I'm in a good place in my marriage, or the kids are all healthy and I'm getting some sleep, social media is a really small part of my life. I don't feel like I need to know what everybody else is doing. I actually choose not to take photos when I'm out so I can quickly post it and share it and show everybody what I'm doing. In fact, when I first started the Happy Mama magazine last year, I purposely hired a photographer to take photos for me every week so I wouldn't feel the pressure to constantly be thinking, oh, I wonder if I should get my phone out right now and take a photo. I just didn't want that pressure. I didn't want that noise in my life. And so that was something that I consciously chose. Yes, I know I need to share photos to be able to spread my message, and that's important. But I don't want the pressure of always having to use filters and get the perfect angle and ask my kids to hold a pose for just a moment. So I went into it knowing I needed some boundaries. And those boundaries stick as long as I am in a good place, which is what I thought I would talk about today. Social media can be just another form of numbing. It can be something that we use in our life to avoid the place we're in, to numb out that inner mean mama voice, to just escape from the reality for a moment, to block out the noise of our life so we go into the noise of someone else's. And whenever I am in overwhelm or really tired or in just a bad mood or whatever it is, I find myself on social media so much more. It's like an escapism. It's a numbing. And for some women, and men of course, but this is a podcast for mamas, For some women, social media is their drug of choice. Just think about that for a moment. It is like a drug of choice. It's the way that we escape. It's the way that we numb. It's the way that we block things out. It's the way that we punish ourselves. It's the way that we avoid things. So I don't believe that social media is necessarily a problem. It's what we use it for and how we use it. Now, I can only speak about my experience, but as I said, I do recognize that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, over it, down on myself, for some reason, I am in my phone all of the time. My kids will be making too much noise around me and I'll be in the middle of dinner and somehow I've just opened Instagram again. I'm back there doing it again, scrolling through, wondering what so-and-so's doing, making myself feel worse. It's a drug that we keep reaching for. So what do we do about this, mamas? If you can recognize this in yourself, what can we do about it? Because as I said, I do believe that it can be a beautiful experience if we have strong boundaries around it, just like everything, like wine and chocolate and, you know, lots of Netflix replays, whatever it is. If we have strong boundaries around it and we know how to use it in a beautiful way, it can be a great part of a balanced life. But when it becomes an addiction, when it becomes a place that makes you feel worse, when it's a part of your life, that there's a little niggling voice in the back of your head that says, this is making me feel worse. Why do I keep doing this? Then we need to rethink it. So let's have a look how we can do that. If social media is making you feel bad, if you find yourself scrolling through and feeling like your life is crap compared to everybody else, then you need to put some stronger boundaries around it. Now, I know that everybody says, remember, social media is everybody else's highlights and their life doesn't really look like that. But do you really remember that when you scroll through? I don't. I find myself believing that that's exactly what their life looks like all the time, especially if I'm in a bad place. So yes, it's nice to try and remember that. But when you're in full throes of inner mean mama, that's not what you're going to think when you're scrolling through, are you? So let's get some really strict boundaries here because I do think we need them. You need to remove them from your phone. You need to put your phone in a place that you can't easily reach for while you're at home with the kids. You need to talk to your partner and say, let's have Sunday off our phones. Let's have a whole day where we go and do things with the family or we just hang out at home with the family and no one gets their phone out. I always have my phone on silent. I don't know why. I just don't always like it ringing whenever someone wants to get in touch with me. But that also makes me, I realize, keep my phone where I can see it. Therefore, it's easier to reach. So what I've started doing is when I know that I need to have stronger boundaries around social media, I take my phone off silent, turn it up very loud, and put it away in my handbag. So if someone is ringing me, not many people ring me, so it's usually my sister or my mum, then I know that they're ringing and I can get the phone, and all other times I can't reach for it. Take the apps off your phone for a week and see how you feel. I have a new rule that I don't open my emails or answer them on my phone. I was finding that I would open my emails on my phone, read through them, and just go to the next email and never actually respond to the emails I was reading. So now I only do my emails on my laptop. That requires me to sit down, read the email, and respond straight away. So can you put any rules around this? Can you say, I only check Facebook on a Sunday night? I consciously choose to have a look through Instagram when I'm enjoying a cup of tea on a Thursday afternoon while my kid's doing gymnastics, whatever it is, but have strong boundaries around it. Just like everything else in life that we need to balance in a certain way, be conscious and be aware of when you're reaching for it. This is not about judgment because we all do it. It's about realizing why. Is there a reason why you keep diving in? Are you punishing yourself? Are you trying to escape? What do you really need instead? So in those moments where I find myself almost unconsciously continuing to jump back into social media, the question I ask myself now is, what's going on, Amy? What do you really need? And often it has got nothing to do with social media, and I'm really feeling overwhelmed, tired, lonely, sad, disappointed, angry. And those are the emotions that it's time to look at. So we have to bring this consciousness to this and recognize that if it's becoming a problem, it's because there's something else that's a problem. And this is just our way of numbing it. The world throws so much at us. It is so noisy and loud, and there is so much pressure, and it makes sense that we want to escape at times. It makes sense that sometimes it's nicer to look at pretty pictures in Instagram than deal with another sibling fight. It makes sense, so we start with kindness. And sometimes a little bit of escapism is kind of nice. But when it tips in to feeling guilty or comparing yourself to others too much, we need to be strong and we need to recognize that we're trying to escape something here. So can you put more boundaries around it? Can you put it away? Can you turn it off? Can you have days without it? And be more present in your actual life. Be more present. Face the feelings that you're feeling. And try and really remember that we are not here to share our life through a phone or images in social media. We are here to share our life with love and the connection that we feel with our loved ones. I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. It's a huge topic, and I see it so much that we all feel so connected to our devices when we want the absolute opposite. So let's just try and remember why we feel like we need that connection and what we really need instead. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.